Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective. Today, I want to talk about something that might seem small, but babe, it's one of the most powerful tools you have to regulate your nervous system, raise your self-worth, and reconnect with who you really are. We're talking about your mornings. Not just aesthetic matcha and candlelit journal sessions, though I know I love those vibes too. We're talking about morning rituals that heal, that protect your peace, that ground you in truth before the noise of the world even gets a chance to touch you. This is the soft life. This is self-leadership, and this is where your glow up actually begins. Why morning energy shapes everything? Let's be honest for a second. How many mornings have you started in chaos? Think about it. You wake up to 10 notifications. You're already behind. You scroll Instagram and immediately feel that little sting of comparison. You're reacting before your feet even hit the damn floor. And that energy, it stays with you all day long. But here's the truth. The first thing you do in the mornings tells your mind this is what matters. If you start with stress, your body prepares for battle. If you start with peace, your body remembers it's safe. And babe, you can't glow from a place of fight or flight. You can only glow from overflow. So instead of reaching for your phone, what if you reached for yourself? Here are five healing morning rituals that will change you from the inside out. You don't need 2 hours. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be intentional. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been craving real connection, growth, and a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow, surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. So let's talk about the five rituals that have helped me feel grounded, confident, and aligned even on the messy mornings. One, stillness before stimulation. No phone, no scrolling, no chaos. Let the first thing you consume be your own breath. Practice placing one hand on your heart and one on your belly and ask, what do I need today? Not what do I need to do, but what do I need to feel grounded, held, and safe? This practice literally tells your nervous system, I'm not rushing, I'm listening. Two, morning pages or a 5-minute brain dump. Your mind needs somewhere to land before it starts running. So grab a notebook, pour it all out. Don't worry about grammar, spelling, or sounding wise. Just clear the mental fog. It can be, I'm tired, but I'm trying. I'm nervous about this meeting today. I want to feel more in control. Let your pen be your release valve. Three, movement as nervous system medicine. Your body holds on to stress like it's armor. Shake it off. Dance to one song in your kitchen. Walk barefoot in your backyard. Stretch for 5 minutes and say, I'm proud of this body for carrying me. This isn't about weight loss or aesthetics. It's about reclaiming your body as a place of peace. 4. Speak life into your day. Your words create your reality. So even if your voice is quiet, speak these over yourself. Say, I am safe. I am powerful. I am allowed to take up space. Or, I do not rush. I do not chase. I receive with ease. Or, today I lead with softness and strength. Your subconscious is always listening. Start feeding it the truth, my girl. 5, set one aligned intention. Forget the endless to-do list for a moment. Ask yourself, how do I want to feel today? Is it grounded, connected, energized, confident? Choose a word and let that be your North Star. Every decision you make, filter it through that intention you set for that morning. But let's talk about real life for a second. You might be a mama. You might be working long shifts. You might be navigating heartbreak, anxiety, or burnout. So let this be your permission slip. Your healing ritual doesn't have to be long to be powerful. I thought that for the longest time, that seeing everything on Instagram and TikTok, I had to have this 5-hour morning routine for it to be powerful, to be something. But that's not the truth. It just needs to be aligned with you. Here are a few micro rituals that shift everything. 1 minute of deep breathing before you get out of bed. Lighting a candle while you do your skincare and saying one affirmation out loud. Whispering gratitude into your coffee or Red Bull. Using a phone wallpaper with your daily intention. Tiny rituals equal big frequency shifts. This isn't just about routines. This is about remembrance. Because the world will try to pull you in 100 directions. Your phone will flood you with other people's opinions. Your to-do list will scream louder than your intuition. But your mornings, they're your chance to choose yourself first. To remind yourself who the hell you are before the world tells you who to be. Your morning is the one place where no one else gets a say. So let it be sacred. Let it be slow. And let it be yours. Ever since I started waking up earlier and having mornings to myself and having a slow morning routine. And guys, mine is not fancy at all. My morning routine is I wake up, I go grab my Red Bull. I have my journal on my Notion. So I will do a little gratitude journal in the morning. And then after I've spent about 15 minutes with myself, I will brain dump and plan out my day. That's pretty much my morning routine. And then once my daughter gets up, I'll do my skincare and my get ready for the day. But it doesn't have to be this fancy thing. It just has to be yours. So enjoy a slow morning. Enjoy the time with yourself. I want you to hear this in your bones. You don't have to earn rest. You don't have to earn peace. You don't have to finish your list to be allowed to feel good. You can start your day with ease, with grace, with compassion, with softness. Because that version of you, the woman who leads herself with calm, who trusts her timing, and who doesn't hustle for her worth, she's already inside of you. Your glow up doesn't happen when you achieve more. It happens when you return to who you've always been. And it starts in the quiet moments, before the rest of the world wakes up, before the rest of the world gets loud, and before the rest of the world gets crazy. If this episode spoke to your soul, I want you to do two things. Share it with a sister who needs a more sacred start to her morning, and DM me or tag me on Instagram @GlowUpGuideCollective and show me one piece of your morning ritual this week. Your candle, your journaling, your face fresh from rest. And if you want more glow up tools, don't forget to grab the free glow up starter kit. I left it in the show notes for you. It's filled with rituals, journal prompts, and affirmations to help you create mornings that heal, ground, and expand you. Until next time, my love, start soft, stay steady, and show up like the woman you're becoming. She's proud of you already. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.